Action Park Media.
Did a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 11. At Quick Shift Pod. Pain heals. Chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever.
Quick Shift.
At Quick Shift.
Where do you pull these quotes from?
It's just a feeling. It's a vibe.
Okay.
You know? From The Replacements. Were you too young for that movie, Kev? I thought you could... You would have fit in nicely. Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Shane Falco.
Huge
fan.
By the way, pain heals, chicks dig scars, glory lasts forever. Shane Falco.
I got a few scars.
But where do you pull those from? They just arrive.
In the ether.
You're in their algorithm.
I go searching.
Scotty, what'd you say?
I said I got a few scars.
Really?
Yeah. Kev, will you just fix your cord over there?
Similar to the scars that I got when I was a kid, like my mom accidentally put a clothes hanger through my eye type of scar?
No, or hockey scars.
No, like battling in the corner scars. Yeah. You know what, Sean? We've never talked about this. We are lacerated spleen brothers. It's pretty much why I'm not in the NHL right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. Lacerated my spleen my junior year of prep school hockey.
I finished the game.
I did too. I did too. Scored.
Really?
Yeah.
After the spleen had been lacerated?
Yep.
Interesting. Do we have tape?
We might have to go into the archives, but we might have tape.
And did they take your spleen?
No.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. You pee blood?
Pee blood, yeah.
Me too.
Vomited blood.
I did not vomit blood. Peed blood.
I was bleeding internally. That's what happens when you...
I know.
I think when you really lacerate your spleen, you feel...
You're saying he had a club hockey version of a lacerated spleen?
Well, he peed blood. I vomited blood. There's a little bit of a difference.
There's certain characteristics.
Not really,
but you know what? I didn't know that you played that hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
In the corners.
Yeah. Reverse hit. Big guy came to hit me, and I threw myself into him and lacerated spleen.
The Datsuk?
The Datsuk. No, more like the Oshie. Oshie, good reverse hitter.
Interesting. But yeah. Datsuk invented the reverse hit.
Well, Oshie kind of perfected it. Interesting start to episode 11.
Well,
here.
By the way, spleens. You're not going to talk Spleenies. About... You're not comparing Datsuk to Oshie, obviously.
No. Datsuk's way better than Oshie.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, that because I thought that's where we were going for a second.
And then I thought we were going to hear about the Oshie breakaways in the shootout. And what was that, the Olympics?
Yeah. Sochi.
Let's keep talking about it. Let's keep talking about his performance, his shootout performance.
Yeah. Scotty, do you have a Nitro?
I do, yeah.
We are looking for sponsors, by the way, at Quick Shift Pod. We're actually fielding offers right now. We're not really looking. We're fielding offers.
Can you imagine if Nitros?
Oh, it'd be the best.
I mean, Howard Schultz, Boston guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's got to be a connection there.
You would think more Dunkin' is Boston coffee.
Hey, listen, Dunkin' would fit nicely.
It would.
What about Nike?
I don't know. Nice. Yeah.
Well, Nike's a little bit...
Get some swooshes.
Nike's in trouble today.
Why is that?
Well, they Nike and Bud Light are they're on the block. Some would say.
For what?
Is this deep state?
No. You know, I don't want to get into it, but Kid Rock addressed it. He addressed it.
If there's any reliable source, it's Kid Rock.
If Kid Rock says it, then I don't know.
America's Badass.
I love Kid Rock. I just wouldn't get my information from Kid Rock. Rather listen to his music.
Let's roll some hockey clips.
Yeah.
Let's talk. Can we talk some hockey clips?
Yeah. All right. We got a bunch here. I wanted to start the episode with the full 8 minutes of Rangers Tampa.
Great. Yesterday. Well, you also wanted to start the episode in a fight. So I just want to put that out there.
Between me and you?
Yeah. You came in a little hot.
How's that?
Feels like maybe you were poking the bear a little bit.
No.
By the way, this is
what a game.
This is for sure the most physical game that's been played in the regular season.
Yeah, and what was the quote from last episode? Prepare for war.
If you want peace, prepare for
this,
war.
This Mika pass, yeah, boy, oh boy, this kid. And the way these guys move the puck. And Tarasenko, you know what I've realized about Tarasenko? He's got one of the best releases in the game, and his release is his game, as you see on that assist. But this Mika pass, look at this kid. And then this is a pass. That's a pass. That is a pass. High-level pass. Would you agree with me, Scotty?
Yeah, I mean, his game's been coming on strong lately.
Quick ups.
That's a quick up.
But do you agree that that was a pass, not a shot on net?
I do agree.
Okay. Vassy's got to have that.
I mean, this was a talk about a playoff type atmosphere. This is good for the Islanders tonight.
Yeah, but I'll be honest with you. I guarantee you the three Russians were lit at the Russian room or whatever it is. They were lit.
They were somewhere.
They were out. There's no question. These guys go to New York one time a year. They got deep Russian ties in the city. Vasilevsky, Sergey, and Cooch were out.
Some like crazy party.
No, like with a bunch of Russians, probably in a sauna in Midtown, eating caviar and some sort of delicatessen fish
right.
that was smoked, all naked and belly laughing till late. That's what happened with these guys in New York. So all due respect to the Rangers. They played a hell of a game. But the big guns, they were on one. They were on one.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you think is like the the best city to go out in when you're playing in the NHL and traveling on the road?
Well, New York. And honestly, nobody does it better in New York than the Russians, okay, on any visiting team. Whether it was in Detroit and Sergey and Larionov, those guys have guys there, all right? And what they do when they want to have fun, they get naked, they drink vodka, they eat fish, and they sweat.
What do you mean they get naked? Yeah.
They get
naked.
Do
they drink vodka in the sauna?
Absolutely.
Or is it just like a hot room?
Oh, no, it's a hot room. Then they have a picnic table that you can go out of the room in. It's a whole thing, man.
That's wild.
That's what they do. That's what they do.
Well, it sounds like that's
another great pass.
If you're not in the Russian like mob on a team, can you infiltrate that at all, or is it strictly Russians?
Oh no, you can. No. There's been exceptions.
Honorary Russians.
Chelly was an honorary Russian. I was with Frolov.
We got maroon.
Because I played with Fro in L.A. and New York. Mm-hmm. So, but you know the Czechs have it too, like Gabrick and those guys. Yeah. They have their thing too. Mm-hmm. Like the Eastern European ties in the city are deep.
The other thing is, I mean, it just would be common sense that if you're somewhere and somebody speaks your native language and you can just communicate with them,
right,
it's probably
a bond.
You're going to be sort of, I would imagine, right? Like automatically.
Yeah. And
just nice to let it fly and talk normally.
Yeah. The other thing, so, you know, the hockey players are like the gods, right?
Yeah.
Some of the soccer players for some of those Eastern European countries are as big, but these guys are kings.
Right.
They're royalty. So they come into town. They also sometimes maybe they have to kiss the ring.
Yeah,
like it's a mandatory. What's the great movie with God damn it, it'll come to me. Where they fight in the shower naked, unbelievable actor.
A lot of nudity out of Avery today.
It's a Russian mob movie, but the guy's not Russian that plays it. Dave, pull it.
Dave doesn't have a microphone. Yeah. Wow. Well,
you know what I mean? They got to go up to Midtown.
Right. They got to check in.
Yeah. And it happens with baseball, too. You know, I'm sure that there's...
So they have to check in.
What a play
in.
There.
Yeah.
What a fucking goal.
This is just a good game.
It was a hell of a game.
Vasilevsky let up a lot of goals, but he also kind of stood on his head, too.
Well, listen, he's a grinder, right? Yeah. But, you know, these guys were in a sauna till...
He doesn't get the start tonight.
No.
Yeah, you got a few big ones coming up, Kev.
This is the four biggest games of the last little bit.
Oh,
for the Islanders.
Tampa Islanders
Tampa tonight.
Wow.
They got Washington. They got Montreal.
Okay, here's the controversy.
Yep.
What do you think?
I think it's 100% a goal. And I
right,
think
but go hard to the net.
You know Boom. What I think? I think that the referees got this one right.
It's a dirty play.
Goal is good, and you can sit for 2 minutes for slashing.
Absolutely.
Did he get a 2 minute penalty as well?
He did.
So it was a goal plus 2 minutes?
No, a goal, and he got.
Hey.
Kaloran got the penalty.
He nutted him.
He nutted him.
Yeah. He went right in there.
You can't nut. I mean, you can't nut the big dog.
No. Did they show the clip of.
See,
here we go.
So this is after that, right?
Hey, hey, Perry can throw him. And you know what, Trocheck? I don't know. You know, this is why I have a tough time just getting too excited about this team. Like, Vinny, throw some punches, bro. Get in one. Get under the arm.
Is he a little scared of Perry here?
Well, yeah. He's getting ragdolled. He doesn't want to take that smoke. You know, looking at the linesman.
Like he's looking for...
Kev, did you see that?
He did.
But it's also like the last thing you want to do before rolling into playoffs, get your jaw broken by Perry, break your hand.
Well, then start throwing.
That's true, but break your hand.
Did you see the look? You saw that look,
I saw that look, yeah.
That bothers me.
Look at that.
That was a great hit.
Here we go
again.
That's why hockey's the best sport in the world.
I know, but if does a clean hit require a response, Sean?
Yes, and you know what it is? Colton not running in there and jumping him. Square up, like men. All right, Schneider knows he's going to have to answer the bell.
He does, right?
I mean, it was a monster hit. It was clean, but whatever. It's that type of game. It's 4-3. You know you're going to have to answer the bell. Colton, he just loses his mind.
I'm surprised that's your take, to be honest.
Well, it is. Yeah, because do it the right way. What a pass. Yeah. What a save.
Hell of a save.
What a save. For a guy that was in a sauna till 3 in the morning, that is one hell of a save. Wow.
Wow. Sauna Sean today.
Wow. Well, I've been there, man. I've been in the sauna. Like, I was infiltrated. I was allowed to.
Oh, you infiltrated. You were in the Russian mob.
Yeah, of course.
You seem like you would be able to infiltrate.
I mean, I wasn't in the mob, but I was with the guys.
Sean, so let me. So you think that
what a goal.
On a clean hit, you have to answer the bell if it's a big enough hit. There's no like, all right, it was clean, whatever, I'll look to. But you have to answer the bell like for a fight?
Well, you know, unfortunately, the culture has changed that's the case. Now, this is a different situation because the game was really tense and it was a playoff type game, but in the regular season.
But if I hit you clean and it's a big hit, it's part of the game. But I got it. But what if I don't want to fight and break my hand if I had a clean hit?
Well, get your head up then, right?
No,
don't get hit.
No, just you say to them, "Hey, get your head up."
No,
you draw the penalty.
You understand what I'm saying? If I have a clean, I hit somebody clean, and it's hard, and now I have to fight somebody because of a clean hit, and then I break my hand.
I'm with you. I think if it's a clean hit, it should be a penalty if someone goes and jumps you after.
To fight.
Well, but that's what you do. You draw the penalty. Notice what Panarin did again on this goal with
shuffles
his feet.
The
feet shuffle. It's just right here. Watch, Kev. He's doing it. This is a new thing with him. And he's patient. He finds his spot, right? Not there. He's not going to rush it. Now he's got that lane.
Whoa.
He must have been in a different sauna, Sean. That's a hell of a shot.
You know what's funny? I think that, they weren't there. But that's because they're in
New
York.
Did Perry fight twice, or was that?
Yeah, he got in a little scrap at the end of the game, too. So he had two. Next one we roll into here is Bedard.
What the fuck are these two defensemen doing? What are you doing when you know you got the best player under the age of 20 coming at you full steam? Turn around.
Yeah, play the puck.
But that's what this kid does. He mesmerizes people.
Yeah. You guys aren't going to like this, but D2 Mighty Ducks, Kenny Wu, split in the defenseman. Either of you?
I was a D1 guy.
D2 Mighty Ducks, best D Mighty Duck movie there is.
Wow, that's a tough.
Whoa,
that's a tough beat.
It is.
You've said some wild things on this show collectively as a family. That is out of line.
No, which one?
D2 Mighty Ducks is better than the original Mighty Ducks. Junior Goodwill Games. Come on, guys. It's the best.
I'm never a big Mighty Ducks guy.
Why weren't you in that either?
I don't know.
By the way,
I don't recall reading for it either.
No?
Yeah.
The next three we got here, McKinnon just scored his 100th point of the season. First time he's done it.
Wow.
Which is kind of surprising.
You know, the level of play in this league right now, you got Nugent Hopkins got 100 points.
Yep.
I mean, this is a hell of a game.
Yep.
McDavid has 148 points.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you guys, like, is the 100-point mark still, is that a good accolade now, or do you got to get a little higher?
Everything gets watered down with these millennials right away.
Jason Robertson gets his 100th point.
He's good.
Yep. First Dallas Star in the history to get 100 points.
Wow, Sean, nice fact. I was going to bring that up at the end of the package because I got a new segment, but...
Sorry, I didn't. I don't want to step on your toes.
You spoiled it, but that's fine.
Kev.
This kid's good.
It's good.
Kev, 100 points is 100 points, right?
I mean, yeah.
Right?
The highest point on that total on the Islanders is the 70s or something like that.
But that's a big deal. 100's 100.
100. Yeah. I mean, by the way, that's like, you know, it's 30 home runs, you know?
It's a great season. I'm just saying, is the benchmark raised a little bit more now because we obviously have a lot more points in the game?
All right, I understand what you're saying. We have a guy like McDavid pushing the pace forward.
Yes.
Yeah, no, not until it's like normal to get 150 points is 100 discounted.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, currently in the market, 100-point season's a big deal. It's got to be worth a lot.
I'm understanding what you're doing. You know, I want to apologize because what you're doing, you're not necessarily wanting to be aggressive with me, but you're trying to create the conversation and get us thinking. Right?
Of course.
Trying to keep it an open, creative space.
All right.
Let's get the gears turning a little bit. Marc-Andre, 17th consecutive playoff season. He's kind of a journeyman at this point. He's been on a bunch of fucking teams. Good personality in the game, too.
Oh, I'd say great personality.
Yep.
You know, probably one of the best mic'd up clips in the history of the NHL was this year.
Good goddamn run, man.
Yeah. And great nickname.
17.
You like the flower?
I love flower.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this one I kind of tossed in for Kev. 25 years ago on this past Tuesday.
I just got goosebumps.
That's Sean's boy, that guy.
Dan Cloutier.
Is it?
Owen Sound. Owen Sound played her. Yeah. We played in the same junior town. Are you gonna show it to us?
It rolls in, yeah.
Oh, please.
Yep.
Oh, this is beautiful. Kevin, look at this.
Yeah.
Look at those jerseys, boy.
Yeah.
Are those the fishies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's darker time.
See who else was in there? Chara, Big Z.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, it's actually Tchaikovsky. Not the fishies.
And this is old school hockey here.
Who's 28? Oh, that's PJ Stock, Kevin, on Marius Tchaikovsky. That's a mismatch, right? Look, Klooch is an animal.
Klooch is an animal.
Look at this guy.
He just pulverizes, beats him to a bloody pulp, essentially. And then he goes and he skates by the bench. This is a preseason game.
No.
Yeah.
Look at
Was it really?
I think so,
Shit. Oh, my God. Whoa.
Oh, he just fucking...
When you're going...
Don't eat him.
I mean, look at him. I mean...
Was this a low point for the Islanders organization?
It wasn't great. Yeah, it wasn't great.
Why didn't somebody jump off the bench, Kev?
Well, this is, I mean, and here's, watch what he does.
Why didn't somebody?
So, especially if a preseason, look at him. Could you imagine? How do you not go over the boards? How does somebody on that team?
The Islanders had some tough jerseys.
They had some tough guys, too. I don't know.
What were the Islanders thinking trying to match up their jerseys? Like, you're two New York teams, and you've got one of the most iconic sports jerseys ever, the New York Rangers jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Best original six jersey, in my opinion. What were they thinking when they said, we're going to actually play these guys and have people try and take us serious?
Right. Are you talking about the Islanders?
Yes.
Yeah. When they won the four cups in a row, or are we talking about after? Which part are we talking about?
He always goes back to it.
No, it's not true. They've.
Which of these two teams won the Stanley Cup most recently?
The New York Rangers won in '94, 10 years after the Islanders, and it's been fucking goose egg since that.
Okay. All right. So no.
Well, it's true though. Am I wrong? Am I wrong about that?
I just want to know about the jerseys. No, you're right. You're right. You guys had a dynasty.
Listen, they had some tough years, but they've also had a lot of good years in there that people forget. You know, when Turgeon and Ziggy Palfy. They did some things, and the wheel. You know what happened? The wheels came off when the Rangers swept them in the first round of the playoffs, and the Rangers went on to win.
Mm-hmm.
That was the end of the Islanders.
Who was the Ziggy Palfy trade? Because I played with
Pierre Turgeon.
That it was Palfy for Turgeon.
It was like LaFontaine and then Turgeon.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. Something like that.
Palfy was probably one of the most naturally skilled players I ever played with. Similar to Datsyuk, but more of a ballerina. But also a powerful ballerina. What a player. Yeah. Beautiful to watch.
We were talking the other day about maybe putting some money on the Islanders to win the cup at plus 7,000. How do you guys feel about that at this point in the...
Listen, I hope the Islanders better get going.
Yeah.
For that bet to be in play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got to take three of the next four.
Yeah. But
are you guys listening? Are you guys listening?
Yes. I'm listening. But
no, I'm talking to Islanders.
Oh, the team? Yeah, guys, are you listening?
Boys.
Boomer, where
Let's
are you?
Go.
You gonna have a chat with your son-in-law?
Let's go.
Like, are you gonna get them fired up?
Well, he's a Ranger fan. Three of the next four and 2 points tonight. Period.
What's the situation with Barzal? Because
he's coming back, but you know,
well, when?
Like,
I keep
not tonight.
This.
Not tonight. So he's got to do something. They gotta win. They gotta.
Is that
they're home? Tampa's dinged up.
Is it possible they just throw him in the lineup first playoff game? I mean,
worked with Cooch. Didn't it?
Worked with Cooch.
Oh, you're goddamn
Cooch
right.
Cooch went on to have a record-breaking playoff season, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. All right, so we're rolling into the men's league clips. This one obviously is from an NHL game, but as two parents, just wanted to get your guys' takes on this.
I mean, what a memory.
So read the lips here.
Whoa!
Keep watching.
Whoa!
dad covers up the mouth. So I mean, what do you guys think she said?
I think there's a fuck in there.
There's absolutely a fuck.
I mean, I think I know what you're getting at, and I don't want to quite literally put words in anybody's mouth, but I have a pretty good idea what she said.
I think she said you fucking suck ass, right?
Something about fucking sucking.
Yeah. So as parents, you're
I'm glad I didn't say it, because that's not what I got.
I'm meaning it like, you suck, buddy.
No, I think it was a bit more
Well, I mean, come on, don't hold back.
What are you?
Because I don't want to be wrong about it. I don't want to be wrong about it.
All right, well.
I don't even know where he's going with that.
I read a different lip reading thing.
Well, can we agree that that was a fired up 11-year-old who maybe was spitting some fire?
Maybe crossed the line.
Maybe crossed the line.
Maybe that 11-year-old crossed the line.
For the sake of...
I hope you guys are right.
For the sake of conversation, let's say she said, you fucking suck ass. You bring Nash to his first game, you bring Kennedy to her first game, and she gets into it and she yells that at the goalie. Are you guys letting it fly because you're at the rink, or?
Listen, for me, I would be like, she gets that from me. By the way, I think it's awesome that a dad and his daughter are at the game rocking it like that. It's amazing. But like, she learned it from him. He's probably a lunatic fan himself, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she was old enough. But geez. I think I like the bonding. Yeah. I'm glad you guys think she said that, because I got to rewatch that.
I think that was.
Can we go back?
You want to see it?
Please. Sorry, look at the little brother look up and go.
What? I love that. They're probably season ticket holders, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is an incredible family, regardless of what the little girl said.
Oops, sorry.
And I love how she played the shock off. She was shocked that dad.
There it is. I think it's a second one here.
Ooh, oh, there might have been an ass in there.
I see what you're getting at, Kev. Oh, I don't think so, though.
I still don't see that.
All right, moving on. Men's league here. I mean, that's beautiful. Not 500 down the drain, but a good 275, most likely.
I think inflation, buddy. Sleepy
you think
Joe.
It's $500, bro, for
those sticks.
You put the taxes in, and but that is an asshole move.
Yeah, and then I think this is either a high school game or maybe a low-level college game. Fans kind of get into it, shatter the glass. Everyone immediately exits.
So first of all, this is a high school game because these kids are cheering for potential future NHLers. What you were trying to refer to is maybe club hockey
school.
I see the correlation. No. That was a high school, and those kids are awesome.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, the fans are into it, and the glass is broke. It's probably 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
They need new glass.
But banging on the glass, biggest pet peeve I have. Why do it?
Not a fan either.
Why? Why do people do that?
You're not a glass banger, Scotty.
No.
Yeah, I'm not a glass banger either, but I don't mind it. I mean, I've seen some real...
I've seen some real glass bangers.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of a little tap.
I'm kind of referring to parents, too, who go to their kids' games and they're fucking slamming on the glass. At the NHL, it's annoying as well, but if you're a glass-slamming parent, just, you know, sit higher.
Because also, if you're gonna slam the glass at Staples, you got to be a good glass slammer.
Uh-huh. You know,
you can't be half pregnant there.
I've been taking the temperature of what's going out on the streets right now. I've been doing a lot of cameos for hockey coaches that are retiring. And their wives are buying these cameos, thanking them for their service. The men can't do it anymore because of the parents. We're losing coaches because of the parents.
Wow.
It's happening.
What's happening here, Scotty, in this club?
So I want to hate this. It's a shout out to college hockey. Got any issues with that, Sean?
Well, what division?
D1. We're going into the national tournament today, Frozen Four. This is Quinnipiac. They're in it. I want to hate this, but I like it. This is the guy's pumped after a win. Not a bad little dance move here.
I mean, I had the privilege of bearing witness to the greatest pregame, postgame dance in the history of professional sports by a gentleman that goes by the name of Ryan Hallwick.
Yeah.
I don't know if we played it here before or people have seen it. You'll probably splice it in. Mm-hmm. So it's tough to impress me with that.
Okay.
Do you remember it?
I don't.
It's legendary.
I like it.
I like it too.
I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
See, I think it's just
could have been a lot worse.
It's very natural and organic.
And it's right after a win. I'm gonna give them tunes, I'm gonna green light.
What a weird handshake that they had planned out, soured it for you, or been in the cherry on top.
You know, listen, I just thought it felt a little, I don't know, it felt fun. I thought,
organic.
Wow, this is, I'm gonna hate this.
Right.
I thought rolling into the clip, I was gonna hate it, and then when the next little bit, I was thinking about it.
Yeah, but now, you know, you remember seeing all these guys, they have secret handshakes, right? When they're walking out onto the ice. Like, why wasn't there a secret handshake? Hit it. Land the plane.
Right. I mean, if you're gonna close that performance down, do it with a cool handshake.
Drop the mic.
Yeah.
Did you have any cool handshakes? What was your handshake, Sean?
No.
Because you're not, especially then, not terribly, you know?
No. A fist bump from me is like as endearing.
Lot.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, we're connected.
Maybe you and I can have a secret handshake. We can dap up before shows.
Yeah.
By the way, I would love to see your guys' secret handshake.
Cap?
No cap.
No cap.
No cap. Yeah. All right. So
I still can't really comprehend exactly what that means. What does that mean, though? That doesn't make any sense.
It's like bullshit.
It's just bullshit.
He's like, are you bullshitting me that you want to do a secret handshake?
I don't know what they.
Oh, okay. So cap, like you don't cap, mean that.
You'll never remember it. I have no idea what the difference is between the two. Cap is and no cap. I don't know. I have no idea.
No cap. That's like no bullshit, bro.
Right.
No
true
cap.
Story.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. I came up with a new segment for
that needs to go away.
Yeah, I agree.
Something, and I'm all for new things, but that's got to go.
It's almost played out.
It's got to.
And
go.
I want to make one thing clear.
We need to move on to something.
I'm not walking around the office saying cap or no cap ever.
Well, you keep
that's actually not entirely true.
You've heard me say cap.
I've heard you say cap a couple times. Not crazy.
This is cap.
No, but I mean, it's definitely
like
part of your vernacular.
No,
it's definitely part of your
vernacular. All right, moving on. I got a new segment for the second part.
It definitely is part of his vernacular.
It is. And by the way, when Steinberg shows up later.
Oh, they hit it hard?
Oh, every other word is cap. No, yeah. When you get around your boys, bro, it changes.
It's like watching two junior hockey players from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan have a conversation.
No.
Steinberg is coming here in a couple hours, and there will be...
There'll be some caps
Johnny,
flying around.
There'll be some Johnny Blue and caps flying around.
Say a couple of drinkies.
All right, so since we do two shows a week, the second show of the week, at the end of the week, I got a new segment here.
He does. He's constantly creating this.
New stuff.
Yeah.
So this is called...
Nice zoom out.
The Shifty Award. We got Shifty Awards.
You made this?
I made that, yeah. It's the Shifty Award. So it's kind of like the best...
This is one man.
It's the best player of the week. And
this is one man.
It's Jason Robertson because he was the first guy in Dallas Stars history to get 100 points. He kind of came out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
So he's had one hell of a season.
Yeah,
so.
and by the way, you know, the NHL is all about equity and quality.
Scotty,
is he Asian?
I love this.
He is.
He is, right?
Yeah. Yes.
He has an Asian mother or father or something.
He might be 100% Asian.
What a beautiful... I mean, it's just like... And why aren't we promoting this kid more? This kid is a stud.
Well, I think it's because he's in Dallas, but... Small market.
Right, but the NHL can put the machine behind him.
They kind of...
I'd like to vote on the Shifties.
Well, that was the conversation.
I mean, I'm, by the way, I'm down. This great story.
Yeah.
Great guy. Hey. He's deserving of the Shifty.
So I wanted to...
I would like to have a say in the Shifty.
I wanted to drop the Shifty on you guys, the Shifty Award this week, just to get your natural reaction to the Shifty Award. But yes, we will all...
Like in the playoffs, we're going to...
We'll be collectively...
But is it will be based on a round or a game or whatever?
Well, it's the week.
Okay.
So whoever has the best week and they can get the Shifty Award, but the inaugural Shifty Award, Jason Robertson.
Yeah, this kid is
I like it.
This kid is special, boy. And he hasn't even filled out his frame yet. This kid in 2 years is going to be...
Ooh. Is he American? It's got to be, right?
I know nothing about him.
He is American.
To my point.
I think he's a California kid.
You know, by the way, to my point... Really?
I'm pretty sure.
To my point, like the NHL, what are you doing? What are you doing? Everyone's on their phones right now.
We're trying to figure it out. Scotty, yeah.
I want to know more.
I feel like he's American.
Everybody needs to know more about this kid, Jason Robertson.
I mean, what could the NHL do, bro? Like, put, you know.
Second round, 39th overall.
Ooh. What do you mean, what can they do,
Yeah,
Kev?
he's from Arcadia, California.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
By the way, he probably at one point was the best roller hockey player in Los Angeles. Because you know where he was playing roller.
Well, he actually is.
He's got to be.
Because
that was probably before my time in California, so he doesn't count.
Well, he's only in Texas a few months out of the year. I mean, he's a California kid.
Yeah,
he's L.A.
Yeah, but you also have to play more than a few games roller. He was probably on ice.
So you're telling me that you're a better roller hockey player than Jason Robertson?
No, I'm just saying he probably doesn't qualify to be...
In the conversation.
In the running.
Hasn't played enough local games.
Correct.
In an organized game.
Correct.
Because you don't know what he does in the offseason.
And also, like, the borders of Los Angeles County, Arcadia, is kind of
Let me ask you something. If you guys race down on the, like, the Manhattan Beach, what's that, the strip called? If you guys had a race on rollerblades.
Me and Jason Robertson?
Yeah. One with a puck, one without a puck. Would you beat him in either one?
When are we talking here? Like, tomorrow?
Oh. Oh, Are you saying
in my prime versus Jason Robertson right now? Or are you saying like tomorrow we meet at the Strand and we're racing?
All right. Well, how much time would you need to make it competitive?
I don't know. 2.5 months.
Wow. Yeah. 90 days.
90 days. Let's call it 90 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's still beating me, but it's close.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm saying like hairline finish.
You're not a speed player, right?
No, I can wheel. Wow. I got some good jump in my step.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I've seen him wheel. He can wheel.
Yeah. You also saw me, you know, later.
So let me just preface this.
Twilight of your career.
Yeah. Now you're still in your prime, bro. Let me preface this because I've played with the man. All right. He's been in many wars. I'd say one of the greatest goaltenders, Hall of Famer, okay? Let's just call it.
For sure.
Hall of Famer, all right? Henrik Lundqvist, TNT, really just a fabulous looking man. Almost too good looking and getting better looking as he gets older.
He's distinguished.
He's distinguished. He's taking the next step. I love the vulnerability on Hank, all right? I love the vulnerability. He's starting a podcast that has a video component to it. He's doing what we're all doing.
You see vulnerability?
Well, yes. Just turn it, you know, when the camera starts, Kev, you got to be vulnerable.
Right.
To be there, right?
Right.
What was the most vulnerable?
Vulnerable.
I can't even say the word. What was the most vulnerable you've ever felt on a set?
I've felt vulnerable a bunch of times.
Give me one moment.
You know, The Notebook, I felt a little vulnerable.
What about Denzel?
Butchering my way through a southern accent. So I had a little inner turmoil.
How'd you like the final product?
It's okay. It's good.
What, Notebook?
No, I was saying like, I was, you know.
Are you talking about your personal performance?
Yeah,
I'm
talking about my personal performance.
Because we're going to have Cassavetes down here with a bazooka in the parking lot.
The movie. I'm talking about my personal performance.
Shout out Nick Cassavetes.
Because I was gun shy about the accent.
Yeah.
So it's like kind of in the middle.
Hey, one hell of a
very non-committal.
One hell of a title sequence, though.
Good title sequence.
Directed by Kanzi.
What about you?
It was vulnerable, huh?
Cassavetes had you direct the title sequence of The Notebook?
Yeah, I was the second unit director on The Notebook.
Get the fuck out of here. Do people know that?
Yeah, I think. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, Sean didn't know.
I didn't know that.
She got a t-shirt, second unit.
Yeah.
Director.
By the way,
the rowing
boat. Maybe check out the IMDb. Bucks on
I shot a lot of ducks.
That would be a $400
cameras,
t-shirt.
Right. With cameras, I want to be very clear. With cameras.
What about Denzel, quickly, before we go into this?
He was incredible. Incredible. Just a guy where...
How'd you feel?
Just let him do his... Well, vulnerable. You realize that you need to go into a new line of work. After a scene with Denzel, the thought does come to your mind. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Maybe I just wasn't cut out for this. Hank is feeling that. Yeah, you think Hank is?
I love John
the Club
Q,
30
by the way.
Trailer here.
Yeah, here we go.
Welcome to Club 30. I'm your host, Henrik.
So there were rumblings that Hank doesn't have any whiskey in his glass. I'm on set with a couple of guys who like the finer things in life. Johnny Walker, Blue Label.
Mm-hmm.
His cup had water.
Yeah.
Now a New York City entrepreneur.
No ice. Respecting the Avery rule of no ice. No clinks.
No, I want a lot of ice. I want too much ice.
He's a big ice guy.
So that there's less clinks. The more ice, the less clinks.
Okay.
But the problem with you, Scotty, the more ice, the less booze.
Booze, correct. Yeah.
Scotty's drinks look bigger than they are because of the ice.
It's all about ratio.
All right. So the guitar.
Custom.
Yep. You know what? They might have given him that on his like retirement, which is beautiful.
Now, granted,
is this a set?
Granted, we're being biased, but I don't know. We've always been desk guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
not,
that
not a presidential desk. Get him a desk.
Hey, listen, that puts you in a very vulnerable position because, like, I can now see the bottom of his co-host Jay's shoes, and I could also see that his boots aren't his duck boots aren't done up, and I want them done up. You know, Is this a set? Because I don't think Hank has a purple wall in his home.
I'm sure.
And I hate how the outlet is showing at the bottom left there. Clean that up.
I will say,
being haters.
No. I will say, you know what? Good mic control. I like his hand over the mic.
Right.
He has very. Hank is comfortable. That's his guy. Yeah, his buddy. Hank is a comfortable man.
When you were playing with him, did you think that he would evolve into this kind of like media personality or no?
I think anyone can do anything.
Anyone can do it?
Yeah. I like him on TNT.
But like, was he that kind of guy?
Absolutely. You know, I think when you played with Hank, you didn't ever think he was not going to play.
Uh-huh.
Because he was always so good all the time. It was almost like he wasn't human. You know what I mean? So to think about a day when he wasn't going to be that good, right. It was very difficult to even think about it.
Right.
And if you ever just looked at him the wrong way, I mean, talk about the Jeter cold shoulder. He could give it to you. I mean,
I would imagine you wouldn't want to have been on his bad side in the locker room.
He got Vigneault fired. I mean, Hank was one of the guys that I think walked in and said, this guy's got to go. Sorry, not Vigneault. I think Tortorella at the end. It was one of the two. I think it was Tortorella.
Are you mad at the jacket?
It's a little much.
Right. What would
I mean, Kev,
walk me through a morning with Hank. Is he a game day guy? Is he different on game day? What's
yeah, completely different person. Emotionless. He's like Drago and Rocky.
He turns into that on game days.
Yeah. Yeah. And then in the playoffs, he's like that the whole entire time. Like you'll go probably a few months without speaking to him.
That is so
one of the most.
That's how important the gold. Obviously, goaltender's important, but that's the kind of respect that they get.
Yeah,
like they leave them alone. So unless it's the head coach that wants to have a chat, right?
Oh, and
players just leave guys alone.
In Detroit, there were days where you weren't allowed to score on Hasek, and Brett Hall had a problem with
be
that.
Be like, just don't go scoring. Just warm them up. Put a few in the crest. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was said that lackadaisical, but it was written in stone. Like nobody lights Dom up today. No one even try to light Dom up. Just, and then Hollywood go down and
hit him off his pad. Just hit him in the pad. Just hit him in the chest. Let him get a stretch his arms.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It is a sin in warmups to hit the goalie in the head.
It is. Yeah. And I feel like you're a hit a goalie in a head every once in a while type of guy.
I'm finding the corners. Not hitting him in the head.
One just gets away from you?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. So we in the NHL, we don't let them get away from us. Like we have full control over.
Are you saying that I don't?
Well, I can't even remember the last time I've seen a guy in the NHL hit a goalie in the head in warm-up. Fuck, I might. Maybe a guy by the name of Chris Newberry, who was so fucking nervous to play in his first NHL game, I think he blacked out in warm-up. And I think he hit Hank in the neck, and I don't think he was around that much longer.
So if you're, all right, so you, let's say you beat Hank to the rink, playoff game, game two. Madison Square Garden.
You don't even
see. He walks in, but he's walking. He walks past you for the first time. Is there like a no-look fist bump? Like you just ignore each? You just pretend like you don't know each other?
Let's say you show up and you have the uncomfortable honor of being in the change room, changing out of your suit into your gitch, and Hank's in there, and it's just you and him.
This is what I want to know. What's up? Nothing.
No.
Oh, man.
Not even a...
What's up, Hank? No.
Wow.
No. Total drive-by.
I mean, it's like,
unless
it's
he addresses you,
right?
You don't address him. That's probably why they call him the king.
I wonder who...
I mean, do...
I mean, I don't know. I didn't play with him.
Well, I'll bet you we can find out. No, you did not play with him.
No,
Scott.
I know. Could have scored on him. But have you ever been around a king? Have you seen a movie? I don't think that anyone... The king asks to be spoken to, right?
There you go.
I'm wondering, and I'm sure somebody could help us out, maybe somebody in the quick shift audience. I wonder who's real. Is anybody that have a heavy reputation for being that way? Like next level? Sounds like Hank is just dialed in, a game one starter. Like, yeah, but
so
there are guys that take it to another level.
Well, you know, what's interesting, think about Jordan in The Last Dance. He's playing dice with the security guards right up until tip-off.
Right.
So, but if you come in and you disturb him with those security guards while he's playing dice, you're probably also dead.
He's doing what he needs to be doing at that moment.
Yes. And the high-level guys, they know what they need to do, and you better just stay the fuck out of their way.
But it's different, right? I mean, I would equate a goalie with being a starting pitcher.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
right? Like
closer.
When Garrett Cole, rolls into the park that morning for a 7:05 start at Yankee Stadium in a playoff game,
But let him,
I'm guessing
he
gets the same thing that goalies get, I would guess.
But,
I don't know.
But Kev, you remember Jabba Chamberlain?
Yeah.
Jabba?
Yeah.
Is that, was he?
Yeah, but he was a reliever. I'm talking about the
starter.
Ace.
Right.
Your ace.
Pedro.
Verlander.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Verlander got to say? Did he talk to Verlander? Maybe some people. I'm just curious, what are some of the extreme versions?
How do you say his name again?
Justin Verlander?
No.
Jabba.
Jabba.
Jabba Chamberlain.
It was Jabba?
Yep.
Yeah. Two O's, but Jabba?
I believe it was J-O-B-A, right?
Yeah. I want to roll into the next one because we might spend a little bit of time on this.
It is baseball season.
Yeah. Opening day the other day.
How's your Yankees?
Good luck, Hank. Good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So this was a discussion the other day.
I'd love to see it happen.
I had this.
Yeah.
I was speaking about this.
You were speaking about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you guys
we'd love to see it.
If you guys are watching or listening, the graphic on the screen right now is Sean Avery in a jiu-jitsu outfit.
What do you call it? It's not a gi.
It's called a rash guard.
Rash guard. Okay. And on the other side is actor Tom Hardy in a rash guard.
Weight class looks legit.
They look similar.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit
more beef on his arms.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Big arms.
I think you guys could collide in a certain weight division.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can you go looking for him?
So we got the head-to-head here. Hardy on the left, Avery on the right.
Yeah, I would fuck Tom up.
You really think?
Absolutely. Especially now. Every day I'm getting so much better.
Hardy just gets the submission, and Avery just gets the submission.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, listen, that's the beautiful thing. You see how two men hug each other after win or defeat?
Mm-hmm.
It separates itself from the regular sports. You know, Bobby Smith wouldn't shake hands, right?
Bobby Smith, not shaking
Billy.
Hands.
Yeah.
Bobby Smith. Get your head out of the gutter, Sean. It martial arts, it's a different animal. I think I'm going to get Kev on the mat. Yeah.
Kev?
Tom?
I want Tom.
Yeah. I want Tom.
Are you issuing a challenge to Tom Hardy?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know what's going to be beautiful? I will do a movie with him at some point soon enough. And we're going to be animals.
You're going to roll with him?
We're going to be animals rolling at lunch hour.
Here's my question, though. Is there, in the jiu-jitsu world, is there...
If you're a director and your AD comes to you and you're going, where
they're
the
rolling.
Fuck...
They're
in the back rolling. And it's Tom, though, so you could pull me out of there.
I got to imagine Tom knows not to roll during lunch.
You think?
Risk hurting and shutting down
a
whatever...
Big insurance issue.
Well, we were flow rolling. We're flow rolling. Right. We're not rolling that hard.
Right,
it's lunch.
Just flow rolling. It's like stretching.
Yeah, well...
It's like getting stretch at lunch.
Is there a chance that this fight could naturally come up in the jiu-jitsu world where you go into a tournament and there's Tom Hardy, we're matched up.
You might have to find him a little bit.
I'm hunting. I have people that have their ear to the street. I'll know when he's signed up to a competition, the next one probably. Yeah. And I think I probably pack my bags and I head over with my team.
Okay.
I mean, that would be fantastic. You know how good that would be? That would be amazing.
It would be the best thing
and,
ever.
We've talked about this.
I'll fucking break Bane.
Yeah, but you also, like you said, you've lost. You're not afraid of loss.
No, God, no. You know, I don't know which would make me happier, getting tapped by him or tapping him.
What do you mean?
It's a coin toss.
Let me answer
that. We don't have
that
loser mentality on this fucking podcast.
No, we don't do that. We win.
Yeah, we win.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, come
on. We're in it to win it like Eiserman, not interested in participation medals.
Correct.
Who sang that song?
No idea.
Kid Rock.
Wow,
everything comes around full circle. Should we land the plane right now?
We should land the plane, yeah.
Let's land the plane.
Kev, take us away.
No, you take us away.
Should have been a quicker shift.
Should have been a quicker shift.